Hey, what the hell, Sino? What the fuck? Why'd you thumbs me down, bro? What have I done to you? What's up, Hakitos? I'll fuck you guys up. Don't thumb me down. I don't know what happened. I was just minding my business, just chilling. And then suddenly my freaking... what's it called? My router, my modem... just, like, shot itself, it looks like. You guys can use the waiting room for my stream, by the way. So I can read your chat. But, I don't know. It just shot itself, and it freaking died. Like, right now, I'm looking at my sad. This site can be reached in the freaking dinosaur game. Bro. Can we stream the dinosaur game? No, we can't stream the dinosaur game. That's fucking ass. But yeah. I wanted to do this before. Because I actually do have to clean my computer. I mean, by clean my computer, I basically mean clean my data, sort out my data. I wanted to, like, create a backup of, like, all my freaking assets that I use for my streams. Because I do want to, like, clean my computer. And I want to migrate all this to a hard drive that I have specifically for this purpose. It's going to be a hassle reinstalling everything. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be worth it. Because, like, I feel like my computer is just, like, severely hijacked by, like, the amount of, like, shit I have installed. And it's kind of funny because, like, I always tell myself, like, before debut, right? I was just like, yeah, I have to clean my computer. I have to clean all my files and stuff. And I never did it. I got too comfortable. I actually never did it. And it's kind of biting me in the ass right now. Sorry, because I feel like my computer could be way more optimized than it is right now. And I don't know, it's kind of dumb. Hold on, let me close my door. But yeah, welcome to my room, Hakitos. It is I, Bonswing Haka, in a brand new episode of Fuck You, Sino Kuni. Sorry, I had to kick back an echo out. She was being a little mean. But yeah. Freaking Bonswing Hawk, am I right? My guitar. Dude, it's a lot of tune. It's a lot of tune right now. It's so freaking out of tune. But if I use my app to tune it, literally my stream will die. Because I'm using like the microphone from like my phone, obviously, right? To, like, talk to you guys. But it is really out of tune. Like, yeah, it's like a lot of, like, sense off. I do want to get better at acoustic, though. And get, like, new strings, because it's, like, these strings that I have, they're so rattly. But enough of that. Alright, back to the bed you go. Let's do some deep cleaning, Hakitos. Let's move all my freaking files to my other hard drive. My hard drives, they're named such weird shit that if you looked at my files, tune in with your music sense. I have an approximation of how the note will sound like, but I have not played enough guitar to, like, tune it by ear. I at least need a piano so I can reference the note. But yeah, my hard drives. My OS drive is called Brain 2. My files drive is called Blood 2. My other music files, actually, it's called Skin 2. And my other hard drive is called Core 2. That's my NVMe SSD. I don't know why the fuck I have those names. I thought it was really, like, edgy and shit. Because my computer is called Godzilla. The original name that I have for my computer, or at least my device, was like Grateful Death, because that's like my favorite like stand for in JoJo. But yeah, I do have a bit of a weird theme going on with my shit. So I'm just like, I see. Freaking weirdo. Why are you built like this, dude? I am built with like 100% edge at this point. But that don't matter, right? Because you guys will love me. You guys will love me even if I'm a worm. When the edge bleeds into the PC, it's also cartoony. Assuming the internet will magically repair itself, how far do you plan to move DMC? Next week, same time, or somewhat earlier? I am probably gonna move it. Let's try Monday. Let's try. No, hold on. Not Monday. Wait. No, yeah. Let's try Monday. I don't have a meeting on Monday until like very late my time, so we can start the stream at a pretty nice time. So yeah, let's try Monday. I think Monday will be good. But birds eat worms. You guys are gonna fucking eat me, you cannibals. What the fuck? But yeah, let's see what I have here. God, I have so much shit installed. I have so many audio files. You know what's something I should actually organize myself with? My recording habits are like the freaking worst. Cause like for every project that I work on, considering that this is now my job, I should really be more organized. Because what happens is that what I did is that I defaulted all the recordings to be saved on my documents under the folder for Reaper Media. And what that did is that basically every time I freaking save a file, every time I actually go ahead and like record, it records that specific session in the case that for X or YZ reason, my computer turns off, blows up, shuts itself, and I lose the files. Because it has happened to me that I actually have like really sick files and they just freaking die. So yeah. TBH, that computer is not like mine. I have mine slow as fuck because years. Yeah. That happens a lot. But what I want to do moving forward with a fresh start, basically with a brand new slate, I want to go ahead and be able to make a file per project and have the specific files for that project to be set up. Because that's where I'm actually lacking the most. I have a folder. I tried to save every drawing you guys make of me. I actually have a folder with like all the fan art that I'm able to save. And my fan art folder is, Jesus Christ, 16 megabytes. No, hold on, 600 megabytes. That's pretty thick. That's probably because I have the PSDs as well for my projects that I commissioned for the projects I'm working on that I can really tell you about. But holy shit, 600 megabytes, that's like a lot. It's specifically 538 megabytes. You gotta have an external drive that's just fan art. I actually do want to buy an external drive, you know? I want to buy an external drive. And I want to actually store all my musical recordings there and just designate it as like the music drive. Because I need to start being more professional about my music. I have a bunch of like shit that I recorded, a bunch of songs that I recorded that I could literally blast them right now. And you guys will be like, holy fuck! But I don't know. It's just a bunch of like shit that I have. I actually have a demo for one original song that I'm working on that I actually haven't planned on progressing that much. But it was like my first time trying to compose, or my first time trying to like do something catchy. You guys wanna hear? I don't think I'm gonna release it, but I would like to play it for you guys if you want. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. God, I have so much shit over here. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna play it from my speakers, because it's gonna sound like shit, and you guys are probably gonna die. But I want to show you guys a bit. Keep in mind, I'm not releasing this song. This is just me practicing. This is just me thinking of a riff and like trying to like work out something. Hold on, let me see if I can show you guys. Okay. Ready? And that's what I had. Like, I remember I was playing around with Steven Slate drums. And I wanted to, like, actually try to, like, you know, build momentum to where it's, like, a guitar track. This is, like, one of my first, like, tries at, like, actually composing. Yeah. Maybe one day I could finish it. It's very simple. It's nothing compared to the musical direction I want to go right now with, or what I have in mind. But I do like it. I have a. Its name is Careful Loud 2, because that's like the second mixdown I did of it. And I don't have the project anymore. I just have like the audio file that I have under a file that's called demos. But yeah, I'm trying to like look at shit right now. Oh, I thought that was Twitter music coming in, but hello, bird. No, that's a demo of like something that I've been working on for a while ago. Praying for that day. I don't think I'm gonna release it. I don't think I'm gonna release this one, honestly, because like it's very different to for like the vision that I have. But I might retake some ideas that I have from this song, because I really like the riff. Like this one. It's very J-rock. It's very... It reminds me a lot of, like, Eve. For some reason. It's a really, really good riff. Yeah. I like it a lot. I might reuse it, actually. Meet an old friend... wrote this together, actually. Like I kind of gave him like the base skeleton of it, and he came up with a really good riff. Oh no. I do like this riff. I haven't heard this in a while. Yeah, it sounds like Eve, right? Kinda. Shit, what else do I have here that I can show you guys? I have a recording of me singing Korn. Oh God, I have so much, so much, what's it called, files that I have here. I kind of want to play them, but I think I'm probably going to get bonked. I'm going to get fucked up. Sensaki Mama! Hello. Irasshai. How's it going? Give us Korn. I'll risk getting bonked. Let's see if I can play at least the chorus of it or what I recorded so far. I guess my vocals should just be fine. Leave file blind. No, hold on, it's broken. Yeah, this file's fucking broken. What's this? That's all I have. Shit, all the files are broken. This is an archive, right? Yeah, I mean, it is an archive, but just because it's not archived, it means I'm gonna, like, you know, break the rules. I'm just going through, like, the shit ton of files I have on my computer right now. I actually have a lot of stuff that I had to, like, sort out. But most importantly, what I want to sort out right now, you guys distracted me, is my streaming stuff. I did have a bunch of like stuff. I love Narcissistic Cannibal. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Narcissistic Cannibal. Oh my god, I sent it 2 seconds of the song. Dude, you guys have no idea. Sometimes when I'm really fucking bored, I actually do record a lot of like, I record a lot of like Western music just for myself. And it actually helps me a lot with my technique in a certain way, because like I've grown so used to singing Japanese music that I feel that my technique is very specific for like, you know, when I sing a certain style, I feel that I kind of have like that, like, nah, like the, like sort of like vibrato or like, and I'm like trying to slowly retrain my body so I can actually have a more like, what's it called? Like a more like Western singing style. I actually did that a lot with like, Killing Me. Which is why I wanted to like experiment with that song. It was pretty good though. The visual K vibrato. Oh yeah, of course. I call it the Sid vibrato. I learned it from listening to like Monochrome the Kiss like 1,000 times. I fucking love Monochrome the Kiss, holy shit. Okay. Oh god, I have hold on, this is getting in the way. I feel like Japanese singing forces you to, yeah, stronger addiction for, of course. Yeah, it's great to train multiple styles. Giga! Hello! Yeah, it is, it's definitely a journey. Alright, hold on. That's my FX chain for my microphone. Those are my screams for something I'm working on. Sentimental Love Heart. Oh my god, I have the acapella for this year. Let me show you guys a little bit of it. I Can't Get Bonked. This is my song. Well, not my song. This is my cover. Oh god. My freaking internet, dude. I'm trying to not stress, but it just feels like shit. Yeah. Let me open this project. Hold on. Your choice. Let me show you the chorus. I really like the chorus. Dude, I'm really happy that you guys like when I like upload my acapellas. I was actually thinking about it a lot. I was just like, this is like something people would like. But I'm pleasantly surprised you guys like it. I'm actually really happy to upload them. It means a lot that you guys like it. Seriously. Okay, all these files I have to put over here on fan art. It's nice to see how you work. Love it. They're so fun to listen to. Yeah, there's still a lot of like details that kind of get lost or drowned with instrumental. And it's not because instrumental is bad or anything. It's because like that's just the nature of music. When you mix something, most of the things with like, you know, like vocal mixing is that you kind of want to make everything at an equal level, but you also want to go ahead and make like certain aspects of like the song shine. Like for example, if the drums in this section are actually pretty good, when you mix the cover, it's really different compared to when you mix an original song. Because like you want the instrumental to shine at the same time as the voice. When usually when you mix a cover, you want your voice to shine a little bit more tend instrumental, or at least make them shine. you want to make them shine on an equal level. Because, like, for example, like, there's a lot of, like, it's a process, okay? When you mix, you kind of have to, like, carve, like, a little ditch. Is that a word, ditch? You're going to have to carve, like, a little, like, so imagine it like a hot dog. A mix is a hot dog, right? So you got the buns and you got the hot dog. You either want to, like, put it right until it's, like, the hot dog and the bun on an equal level. Or you want the hot dog to be a little bit above the buns. That's fine. If you like it that way, that is fine. But the way I like it is when everything is at an equal level. That's, like, the best comparison I can give you. Because at the end of the day, it is a sandwich of, like, a lot of stuff, you know? It's actually pretty sick, though. It's, like, the best way I can find it is that. Like, it's the best way I can actually compare it. Because, like, it's basically instrumental that goes above mains, doubles, harms. Right? And then you do doubles for the harmonies, and then you do ad-libs. If you want to do ad-libs, right? So it's a good analogy. It's basically like a stack. I like to call it a stack. Because for everything that I record, I always record doubles for it. So, for example, if I go like, that's like the harmony. And like, that's like the main. I record that double, and I basically stack it together. So that's why I have like that texture, that whenever you guys hear it, like that, that sound, it's how it works. What does doing doubles mean exactly? Hold on, let me see if I can open a project. I can show you. Let me see if I can show you with my original song. Because that one can't be, you know, I can't be bonked because it's my song. So let's see if I have Raven's Paradigm file here. Bro, where is it? Okay, you're so cool, what the hell? No, I just, there's a lot of, like, what's it called? Recording techniques you kind of have to learn. There's, like, a lot of, like, recording techniques you kind of have to learn. It is a process, for sure. Where is it? Omni, okay, here is Omni OG. Oh, God, let me... I have so many, what? So many files dead? Leave offline. Ignore all missing files. Oh God. Okay.
Think I'm walking the lab, but they just.
Okay, so let me show you the structure that we have for Raven's Paradigm. This is unmixed. This is untuned. This is raw vocals. Like, this is nothing. So.
It's a blasting right through me.
So if I have like the acapella for this for just the mains, it's basically just this. Hold on.
The vessel spirits are passing right through me. Living ghosts of the earth, and only I see the hunger, wrath, and resentment growing stronger. The same feelings inside me getting harder to stop. The people cry out my name, they need a savior.
You see how it's like, it's very like. That's because, like, I am building support for the other lines for them to go on top. So, for example, if I play all the lines that I have here and I compress it a little bit.
The vessel spirits are passing right through me. Living ghosts of the earth, and only I see the hunger, rather resentment growing stronger. The same feelings inside me getting harder to stop. The people cry out my name, they need a savior. And in this moment of darkness, I can waver. They think I'm walking the light, but they just don't know. The darkness inside about to overflow out of me. Gassy Mobile.
So if I just play this file, which is basically like the main track. If I'm not mistaken, I think this is like, what's this? This is just the main line for. Raw, it's raw. But if I add the double.
Wow, Cassie,
You see, right? There is a difference when one sound is basically just there, and then, like, the other file kind of supports that. Because what I try to do is I try to give it, like, a difference in, like, tonality, so it has, like, that very distinct feeling or that very distinct vibe. Mm-hmm. So when I add, like, the double, it actually does give it a lot of, like, of texture. No, if I add the harmonies, it's a whole different story. You see how the harmonies kind of gives it, like, that very, like, specific vibe that you're looking for? That's how layering works. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of, like, it's a bit of a recording process. But I actually do like it. Like, I like doing this a lot. Because it is basically, like, how you structure everything that makes it different than what other things are. So for this part, what did I see? I want to show you just the vocals for this, just one track. What did I see? Your girl, Kashita! Yeah! Now if I add the double for this one. What did I see? So it's basically like what the double does is that it gives it support, and it also, like, changes how the texture of the main vocals are going to sound. Because, like, ideally when this is mixed is you want to give it like some sort of, like, texture, like I said. it's really rough around the edges. Like, my producer really actually helped me a lot with, like, certain aspects of the song, but, like, for example, the chorus would sound something like, ouch, my ears. Hold on, let me lower down the volume. I am the curse I'm burning you fire. Like, this, like, get me straight! That was so fucking high. I remember doing this, like, drag him in! Take my credit, get me straight! And yeah, that's the whole purpose of doubles. Just, like, giving things, like, more texture and making things a little bit more impactful than they are. I mean, yeah. Do all singers pay this much attention to their doubles and harmonies, or is that something that only some do? Mainly in the industry, pop singers do it a lot, but they also do something called comping, which is basically grabbing, like, they grab, like, 20 takes, right? They grab, like, 20 takes of the same part, and they choose, like, that, for example, if I go, like, oh, I am so hungry, they record again. Oh, I am so hungry. And in some parts, you're going to have, like, the oh, it's better than the other one. You're going to cut the oh, I am. And you got to, like, align it. So it's like, oh, I am so. And then the other, another file, you're going to, like, the hungry. And you're going to cut the hungry. And you're going to, like, push it up, right? That's called comping. It's basically, like, grabbing segments of, like, things you like. And then basically mashing them together. That's called vocal comping. That after vocal comping, we got vocal timing, and then we tune. Some people like tuning first, and then we have the vocal timing. So basically, tuning is just like you're a little bit off, like that la 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 la, and you want to grab the la la. Like, you basically raise the pitch of the note you're singing, and that is basically how you fix it. That's how you fix a note. So you're like, mmm, and that's how it usually goes. Haka, have I eaten? No, I have not eaten yet. My mom's doing food. But yeah, I fucking love music, dude. I love recording. I really want to do a membership stream where I record a song. like a cover at least. Like I want to show you guys how my recording process goes, because I remember I said this in my audition suit. I don't know if I'm able to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it, whatever. I was like, I want to teach people how I do stuff. So if they want to do something similar than I do, they can do it. Because, like, I always hated the concept of, like, gatekeeping. I hated the concept of, like, the, ooh, the secret sauce, right? Like, the whole aspect of, like, like, this is my secret sauce, and this is, like, how I do stuff. And if you do it like me, I'm going to kill you. No, I always like sharing knowledge. Sharing knowledge has always been something that I've been really passionate about. So, yeah. Maybe one day I'll have to find a song that I'm able to do that with. But I do want to be able to do that someday. I think it would be really, like, educational. And I love educational content. Like, it just makes me really, really happy. The secret sauce recipe revealed. No, not even, dude. It's just like, oh, wow. What other people have been doing for ages. But this time, Bunswing Haka teaches me how to do it. And it's just like very basic knowledge. It's still very fun, though. Don't get me wrong. It's still very, very freaking fun. All right. Thank you so much for the month. I could inject your voice into my veins and see it live, to be honest. I'm just sending this to send it to you. You don't need to read it if you don't want to. Well, too late, I already read it. But yeah, I like music a lot. I don't know if you guys can tell. And I have so much shit I want to show you guys. I have like so much stuff I actually want to show you, but I can't. I can't, because I either don't have permissions or I will spoil stuff that I'm working on. And I hate spoiling shit. I like catching you guys by surprise. I love surprising you guys. Like, it's probably not the freaking best, like, marketing strategy of, like, oh, you know, like, yeah, I do this, and then, boom, suddenly drop it. Like, with important stuff, of course, I would, like, you know, hype it up, try to, like, do stuff like that. But, like, I just, like, I don't know. I love surprises. As a person, I love surprises, and I have that bad mistake of thinking that other people like surprises too. Because that's fair. Some people don't like surprises, and that's completely fine. But I do like giving surprises a lot. So it's complicated. It's just the way I operate. That's just the way I work. It's kind of silly. We're always coming back to check. What do you mean coming back to check? Wait, you like music? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I like music. Ah, dude, I have so much stuff that I have to clean. Oh my god. I have pictures of Shinri here. I have, like, a lot of, like, full bodies from freaking Shinri that I have saved because of, you know, like, sometimes I gotta do thumbnails with him on. And it's so funny because, like, I have, like, six Shinri poses that I basically just, like, copy-paste. I have, like, three Altair pictures. It's so weird out of context, but I have, like, a shit ton of, like, pictures of him, pictures of Shinri literally posing. It's freaking funny. Oh god, I have so much stuff in here. Honestly speaking, I am so bad at like getting rid of stuff that what I'm thinking of doing is just like, bro, I should just buy a new hard drive. Like, just keep those hard drives as they are. But no, I could be taking advantage of my freaking SSD, and I'm not because I'm stupid. Drop the dad pics. I'm not gonna drop the dad pics. No, I don't have a picture, a folder of like of Shinri's apps. Ah, dude, is that I have stuff from like back then. Like, I've been using this freaking hard drive I mean, not my SSD, because my SSD is, like, you know, like, that's where I have, like, my OS. But I have this drive, and I have the file from, like, 2000, holy fuck, 2016. And I should just, I never heard of freaking cloud storage. I'm that cringy. Yeah, but then the hard drive becomes the storage, you never go back because you forget there are there. Yeah, that's the thing, see, I'm like, I'm a hoarder. I'm a freaking hoarder. I would just say it. I always have the excuse like, holy shit, what's going on? Okay. That was weird. I'm sorry. How do you feel about archiving old stuff to a CD? That's something people still do. I mean, I don't burn CDs anymore. I do have a flash drive. I have a flash drive that I actually, like, have a lot of, like, for example, like, important stuff, like, you know, documents, right? I have PDFs of them on a flash drive. I also have PDFs of them on a drive, like Google Drive and stuff like that. But here's the thing, right? The reason why I'm so stupid and the reason why I hate myself most of the time is because I have a lot of data that I do not use at all. Absolutely, they will never use it. And I don't delete it. Why? Because I'm always down the excuse of like, wait, what if one day I need it? And that is what stops me. That is what literally stops me. That is what literally like has me there, like fucked up. And I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ, like I want to get rid of this like so bad. I'm getting rid of a shit ton of stuff right now. A bunch of games from itch.io that I've never played. And I'm deleting right now. I saved so many pictures. And I'm just like, yo, I'm going to need this one day. Dragon Ball Z power-up sound effect. When am I going to use this? Tell me. When am I going to freaking use this? So many files. So many freaking files that I have here. Jesus. Just keep adding SSD. See, I can do that. Yeah, sure, I can do that right now. Thank God. Thanks to you guys. I can just buy 100 fucking hard drives and just plug them in my computer. Have them, like, on the freaking, like, what's it called? A cluster, right? A freaking, like NAS server. And I can do that. But, like, what's the point of doing that, you know? I could just be, like, organized and just, like, clean my shit. I have a gif of that rat taking a shower. I have a gif of a crab in a soup pot eating corn. Cleaning them is important, though. Yeah, I should do that, dude. I have so many edits of, like, cat pictures. I have so many cat pictures Flan sends me. Holy shit, I have my cover letter. I have a video of a rat dancing K-pop. I have an ending theme Super Mario World album edition. Haka, do you have your own meme folder? That is my phone. That is, like, the existence of my phone is literally to, like, hoard memes. Like, I wish I was kidding, but no. That is literally the existence of my phone. Like, if you go... No. Cover letters old stuff. Like, old stuff. For, like, my old job. God, I'm just gonna delete all this shit. I don't need it. Yes! My Visual Prison album! Oh, I love Visual Prison. Yeah, I have so much shit. It's funny because I should be I can't upload those memes, sadly. I wish I could upload those memes, but I can't. What was I saying? Bishop Prison. I fucking love Bishop Prison. That makes it a lot of times. Exorcist cover letters. Well, you see, cover, if you hire me, I will exorcise everything. And if you have a problem with demons, I will promptly get rid of it. You see, you might not believe me, but let me tell you that after I did this, the numbers in demons actually went down. That is probably how that's gonna go. Okay, I'm just like backing up all this old stuff in case I need it. Done. Gone. We transfer. Oh yeah. Gone. Why is my freaking why is my phone like dying? Hold on. Visual Prison, dude, Visual Prison's so good. I was gonna recommend you Visual Prison, but knowing you already like it, dude, I fucking love Visual Prison. I like praying to God so we can have a second season. I kid you not. Like, oh my god. The day we have a second season of Visual Prison, which I doubt it because it's like an original work, I am gonna explode. Jesus. So much shit here. What's this? Oh yeah, I need this. These are fonts. Broken exercise demons, but not his files. Language fluency, Spanish, English, Hakito, and bullshit. I have a picture of an iguana. I have a picture of SpongeBob. I have a picture of a container house. For some reason, I had a weird stage where I wanted to build a container office. Have you guys ever heard of those? Like container offices? I wanted to build one for myself. I had a really weird stage where I wanted to have a container house or a container office. What's a container office? So you know like the thing that do you do time machine stuff? I feel like I know the answer. Time machine stuff. Like the I'm confused. container offices are basically like the truck containers that you see on trucks, but people basically repurpose them to be like rooms and they like isolate them and stuff like that. That is what a container house is, or a container office is. Like the big ship containers, yeah, exactly. I have a picture of a peanut. Okay. I don't need this. 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 I need this. I don't 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 need this. Fucking Sans Undertale. I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this. I have a shit ton of like pictures of random stuff. So I'm just like cleaning. I mean, I'm backing up what I need and I'm just like cleaning. I'm starting with my downloads folder first. And then I can actually move to like stuff. Dude, why do I have Linux fucking distros here? Why do I have freaking like elementary OS? Why do I have an ISO of Soaring OS? Like elementary OS. I remember having a stage where I was like trying out like new Linux like distros every fucking 2 months. But that's so stupid. I don't remember why I downloaded them. But no wonder why my files are like dying. I have like 10 ISOs here. I liked Linux a lot. I had a developer phase where I wanted to be the best Android developer and the best like Unix developer too. But hard. I lost practice. I lost motivation. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna put like more effort into like singing and music. Like I remember when I was a little kid, I used to like flash like custom rooms into like my open source like phones and stuff like that. And like I would like try the different stuff for like XDA developers and stuff like that back in the days. But now I'm an iPhone user. I became what I swore to destroy. I'm telling you. Linux was the one course I remember nothing from. God, I graduated a while ago. I feel you on that one. I don't remember a lot of stuff too. That's fine, me too. Yeah, you know how everything changed? I remember I was like Android only. I was an Android Chad. But then I bought an iPad. And I absolutely fell in love with it. Like, I bought an iPad Pro that I have literally right here next to me. It's like my... That's where I use Notion and everything to keep track of my planning. And I was like, holy crap, how convenient. How convenient it is to have a freaking, you know, iPad. It's great. It's life-changing. It's like, holy shit, what am I doing? What have I done with my life before? And guess what? I thought, like, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea to have this same system on a phone? Guess what? They have it. And that's how everything started. I became an Apple. How do we call it? I became an Apple ecosystem guy. Listening to this on my iPad Pro now. Well, at least I didn't buy a MacBook, right? Like, I actually had plans of buying a MacBook. I was like, yo, I want to buy a MacBook. But imagine if I bought a MacBook. Don't get a MacBook. No. I mean, there's a very specific purpose for, like, a MacBook too, right? But no, I don't have a purpose for a MacBook aside from fucking reading emails now. I mean, to be honest, the only reason why I would like to have a MacBook now is because of Logic Pro X. That's probably like the only excuse I can think of. Like, you know what? I like this or stuff like that because I see like a lot of like producers use it, right? Like Logic, and also like Photoshop, After Effects and stuff like that, but I don't know. It's not for me. My job requires MacBooks because of developer reasons. I don't know why anyone else would use one. Well, for developing, they're pretty good. Like, for example, you can access, like you know, SQL. You can access, like that little, like, ducky app that all the developers use and stuff like that. Like, I get the case use for, like, a MacBook when it comes to development, right? But, like, for someone who is not developing actively, I really don't understand why I thought getting a freaking MacBook was a good idea. They're good. But for, like, the purpose I wanted to give it, nah. I think a lot of, like, creative people use it, though. That's for sure. They're good, but lack versatility. It depends on your... It depends on your what's it called? On like your workflow. Art and music things, yeah. That makes sense, right? Sorry, this literally became hi, I'm talking about random shit and I'm literally like giving you a keyboard ASMR. You guys might hear my keyboard? I should upload a picture of my keyboard. I cleaned that bad boy. I cleaned it. I actually cleaned it. I got jealous of Shinri's clean keyboard, and I was just like, oh my god, I want to clean my keyboard now. And it's so funny, because like I never seen Shinri's keyboard, and we're almost twinning. Listen to this shit. Hold on. They're not lubed, but they're Kalua Silvers, I think. Hi, my name is Bon Swing Haka, and I'm an exorcist for Sina Kuni. I actually have a really weird power, the power I've never released to anyone. I actually can go ahead and make chihuahua noises, but that doesn't mean I'm not an exorcist. Being an exorcist is pretty cool. Yeah, penis. That's what I literally just said. But, yeah, I don't know. I actually want to get different keycaps. I do want to get different keycaps. I want to get, there's this Kaiju keycaps that they released. They're like special edition, and I really want them. You use silver switches? Isn't silver hard to use because the switch is so sensitive, but it's good for pro gaming? I don't know. My keyboard was a gift from a really dear friend of mine. So they were just like, bro, your keyboard shit. Let me give you one. And I was just like, Ur-r-r. And I have it. I had like blue switches. I had red switches. I like them all, to be honest. Custom keycaps. No, they are, right now, the keycaps that I have are plant related. So, yeah. So, hold on, let me actually see if I have a picture of my keyboard I can show you guys. Whoa. Where is it? I'm so fucked up. The day I invaded the Shinri's pre-chat, that I was like messing with you guys, I actually took a picture of like a bunch of fishes. And I was just like, I want to upload this to Twitter, like, so bad. I'm such a fucking asshole. I had a bunch of like raw fishes. I'm such a fucking asshole. Oh my god, I can't believe I was gonna do that to the collective. Oh god, what the fuck? You're immense. Yeah, I'm gonna upload a picture of my keyboard right now. My reflection's not here, right? By any fucking chance. Imagine, like, oh my god, let's geolocate this fucker by the, how perpendicular his keyboard is. Okay, I tweeted a picture of my keyboard. Clean. Don't do my fishies like that. I do what I want with the fishes. Listen. Nah, the Koi Panning is... The collective? Okay, explain me. Koi Panian is the singular, right? Koi Elective is the collective of Koi Panians, right? And the Koi Nami is when they raid, right? You guys like my keyboard? It's pretty cute, right? I do like the keycaps I have. But I want to get better keycaps. When I saw Shinri's keyboard, I actually, like, I was like, holy fuck, we kind of have, like, matching keyboards. Oh god, I have so much shit. When we raid up. It's a pretty keyboard, yeah. Dude, it's so fucking heavy, too. Listen, I'm gonna drop it by, like, a little, like, listen. It's thick. It's literally so freaking heavy. It is a 60%, yeah. I'm a 60% Chad. Who needs a freaking numpad? What am I, a developer? Developers don't even need a numpad. It's freaking accountants. Thick. Yeah, it's freaking heavy. It's a drop keyboard. Mass drop. I don't need this. Oh my god, Kimono Jihin opening. I love it. Do you guys know Kimono Jihin? Have you guys watched that anime or read the manga? I like Kimono Jihin a lot. I want to cover the opening someday. How do I enye? Bro, I don't have the enye on my keyboard. I know I can just change the input, or I could just basically like rebind like any keys to like freaking enye. But, I'm too lazy to do that. Friday Night Funking, oh my god. Goodbye. Yeah. Kimono, I like the anime a lot. I actually haven't read the manga, but I do want to read the manga. I love the opening. Aruki dashita bokutachi wa So good. I recommend it. But keep in mind that it can be a little bit heavy for some people because of certain stuff displayed there. Definitely run it by, like, Does a Dog Die website if you want to watch it. Because it does have, like, some graphic stuff going on. The art style made me follow it. Yeah, me too. I look at the art style, and I am a huge fan of, like, what's it called? Like, ghouls. And, like, the undead and, like, the demons and shit like that. And I was just like, oh, my God. I like this. and I watched it, and I liked it a lot. It was pretty good. That's a website? Yeah, that's a website to see, like, what, you know, like, triggers some stuff can have. Because I know some people like to recheck that before. I think it's called thisadogdiet.com or something like that. I don't know. You guys like my keyboard? It's cute, isn't it? Oh god, I have to not. Hold on. Dude. My sinuses. Oh my god, look at all this Utsupi instrumentals. It would be a shame if someone just covered all the songs, right? Aluki dashta buktachi wa. It is. I appreciate how big and clear the letters are. Mm-hmm. It's funny because, like, I wanted to buy, like, I wanted to buy purple keycaps to be in character. I actually do want to get, like, custom keycaps of all the guys. But, what's it called? What's it called? I was just like, nah, I think probably my next keycaps that I'm gonna have are the Kaiju keycaps because I freaking love Godzilla. And I might get, like, one custom keycap for, like, my side panel from the guys. I have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 macro keys that I can configure for the boys. So I want to see if I can keep the minimal because, like, I'm a minimalist. I know, right? It's like you guys probably look at me and you guys don't think, like, oh, he's a minimalist. No, I kind of am. I don't like showy stuff. I don't like old bells and whistles and stuff like that. I've never been a person that likes to, like, call attention. Like, I've always liked to have, like, a low profile. In certain aspects, right? Of course, like, yeah. Sometimes you want people to look at what you're doing. But in most aspects in life, aspects of life, I do want to keep things simple. Cherry profile? I've seen those, but I don't know. I do like keycaps, though. That's, like, something I want to, like, go all in. But I want to keep them, like, minimalistic. Not, like, those, like, big-ass, like, three-dimensional keycaps. It's just, like, holy shit. It's, like the whole, like organ system of a freaking dolphin. Because I love, like, marine biology, right? And I have, like, the whole freaking, like, skeleton of a dolphin laid out on my keyboard. Like not stuff like that. But I do like certain complex, like, keycaps and modding that I've seen. I definitely am a minimalist aesthetically, and I like to keep things... No, I like flashy things, don't get me wrong. But, like, most of the time I wear black shirts or graphic tees. And I like to wear shorts a lot. But I also have, like, my non-minimalist side, which is freaking, like, Hawaiian shirts. But I do, like, simple things. But, like, when it comes to, like, for example, if you guys do a fan art with, like, a lot of details, I fucking love that. But most of my taste in stuff, I like to keep it, like very minimal. I don't like to call attention or stuff like that. Oh, shit. I have so many freaking... The Hawaiian drip. Dude, I do have my emo Hawaiian shirt. So I love it so much. It's, like, black and it has, like, white flowers. And it's literally perfectly made. Dude, I really don't... I don't feel like going through all these freaking files. I don't think I would ever need something from here. Like, if I just delete, like, my downloads, I don't think I'll miss them. But you never know, dude. That's a thing. Demo Hawaiian shirt, that's sick as hell. Yeah, it literally says, are you aiming for a particular amount of space, or are you just deleting until there's nothing to delete anymore? Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I should use a desktop partition, like a disk manager. I just want to back up everything that I use for streaming and then reinstall all the games that I have, because like I'm not going to back up like game installs that I can just reinstall as per demand. So I'm just like staring at a void right now. Let's start the void, Hakitos. But can your chair do this? Ugh. All right, let's start the void right now, Hakitos. We can't see shit. We're looking at the ceiling right now. And you're just looking at the ceiling. And what do you see? Nothing. You see? That's some fucked up shit, right? All right, back to sitting. I need a new chair. My ass just literally got burned. I see a crack in my roof. What if my default mode is stare at a void? Guided meditation, Haka. Bro. I'll probably be the worst, like guide. Like, I'll be the worst, like, spirit counselor. I'll just be like, you're sad? Shit, me too, bro. What do we do? Okay, I'm getting distracted. Stream assets. I think everything I'm using is here. But I need to download some installers. Oh shit, my flashlight was on. My phone was gonna die. Well, obviously you're an exorcist. Bro, I can't help you because I haven't helped myself yet. Yeah, that's how it usually goes. Okay. Dude, I have so much garbage in my computer. I really never heard of, like, disk optimization. You guys are probably wondering what this noise is here. Listen. It's a little, like, fidget toy that I have of a little chameleon. That when you press it, its tongue goes out. And you can, like, twist its eyes. Like, if you do this, you can twist the eyes. No, this is like a fidget toy. It's a little chameleon, dude. So I freaking love chameleons. I love reptiles. Oh, man. I have so many files. Oh, God, that's a motorcycle. Where's my cat? My cat's outside my room. I'm pissed at my cat recently. I let her be in my room for the day, but at nighttime, that's when she strikes. At nighttime, since she sleeps most of the day, I'm like, okay, you're going out. Because like what she does is that she waits until I'm asleep, and then she starts biting and shit. That is what she's doing right now. And until I find a way to, like, shield my cables, or I find, like, better alternatives. You know what I want to? I want to buy, like, have you seen those IKEA, like, drawers that you put, like, under your desk and stuff like that? I want to put that shit there. And I want to, like, disconnect, like, my headphones, my earbuds, I don't know, whatever the fuck, like, my grandma. I'm going to, like, unplug everything and, like, put it inside a freaking, like drawer. Because I do not have a drawer on my desk. She is really, really needy because she gets the night zoomies. Yeah, exactly. She gets the night zoomies. And I have to baby-proof everything. Because, like, yesterday I spotted her biting my XLR cable. And that would be really fucked because, like, an XLR cable is a very specific cable. Just like the one that she bit for my headphones. That I, thank God, I have a replacement. But if she bites my XLR cable, I'm fucked. Because that means I have to travel to the city. And that's, like, at least a 3-4 hour travel just to get a new cable. I do want to buy a replacement in case that happens someday. And I want to have it there. Or at least buy, like, I need shorter cables, actually. So I might buy, like, 2 new cables. You guys hear this? It's my arm. Like, my microphone arm. But she's been doing that. And I don't know how to stop her. Try to tie her down before bed by playing with her. I do! She has, like, a little, like, thick thingy with feathers on the end. And I shake them, and I cling, 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 cling. And no. No, that's not my arm. Yeah, I live in the middle of nowhere, dudes. Have you tried asking nicely? I tried asking nicely. I tried the cold method. I tried every single parenting technique I could think of. But I do think she's just going through a stage right now. Because, like, she recently got, like, spayed. And she's probably going through, like, a lot of, like stages right now that cats usually go, right? I guess she thinks she's copying you at the desk. That could be. Because I actually do, like, I, like, play with my, what's it called? With my cable a lot. Like, I curl it like a teenage American movie girl when I talk on the phone, like, you know, like, I curl it like that because sometimes I'm bored. And I think, like, the motion is probably, what's it called? It's probably, like, her, like, trying to imitate that, right? Have you tried factory resetting my cat, dude? No, because that would undo her stay, and that was fucking... Dude, that was a kidney and a half that I had to pay for that. I gladly paid for it, but holy shit. On Sina Kuni, that shit's expensive. And the recovery was even more expensive. Cats do parallel play, really? If your cat is young, she might be going through the equivalent of cat puberty /tense, hence her being a brat. What age range is that? Because my cat will turn 1 year on April. We share freaking birthdays with my cat. My birthday is the 21st of April, and my cat's birthday is the 17th of April. Because I actually adopted her like 1 year ago, and when she came to my house, she was at least 1 month. So, I assume she was born in, I assume she had, like, at least 2 weeks, or at least close to 3 weeks. So, she's an April kitty, for sure. She's baby now. She'll calm down in half a year. Oh, God. I'm gonna send her to a military boot camp so she can return and be, like, you know, like, trained. I love my cat, but God, she has been, like, annoying me so much lately. I love her. And of course, I would, like, never, like, you know, be mean to her or be like, no, don't do that. But God, it's just so, like, dude, I've been taking care of, like, so much shit. It's insane. Like, I never thought I was going to have to, like, pay so much attention to, like, certain things. And I'm just like, oh, why are you doing, cat? No, stop it. Starting KBT, I want to pet her. She's really cute. She's really cute. But oh my God, dude. She scratched my iPad cover. She bit my cable for my headphones. She killed my earbuds. She chewed on my XLR cable. She bit on my Gengar figurine. My Gengar figurine has like some like nibbles on it. I don't know. She's just being silly. My only other suggestion is maybe leave toys out at night or something. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of doing. But I also heard there's like some sprays, right? The first year is frustrating for sure. I still have scars from my cat's first year. Oh, God. She does playful bite a lot, which that's kind of like how she shows appreciation, because she like plays with like my doggy, like Chicha. And she is very playful. What kind of cat is her? She's a rescue cat. So she's like a... You guys told me the term the other day. She's like three colors. And she's like mainly white. She is spayed. She is spayed. But she recently got spayed. She got spayed like a month and a half ago. A calico. She's a calico. Yeah, a calico. A muted calico. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mikeneko. Oh, that's cute. Mikeneko. Calico buddies. Yeah, it's funny how I actually rescued her. I rescued her when she was like, it was like storming. And I just like I saw her in the window. And I just opened the window. And I was just like, well, I have a cat now. And that's basically how I went through. It's really new. Just make sure she doesn't gain crazy amount of weight from her food, then you're good. Yeah, I've been trying to like alternate her meals with like, you know, wet food, dry food, like the recommendations the vet gave me of what to feed her and what not to feed her and all that stuff. So that's what I've been doing. Just like limiting her like food and all that. Yo, CJ, thank you for the pink super, for being a sweet cat dad. Thank you, bro. Yeah. Always adopt, yeah. Well, more like she adopted me. So I'm on a different level. I didn't want a cat. The cat wanted me. I didn't choose the cat life. The cat life chose me. And I love my cat. I've always had dogs throughout like my childhood, but like I never had like a cat, but the affection a cat can give you is so different. People have a really bad misconception of how kitties are, honestly speaking. Like they're really, really sweet. She took window shopping literally. Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. My cat gained a lot of weight after being spayed. It gets hard to make them lose it after they gain. Aw. Yeah, it's not good for cats to be chunky. They get, like, lots of, like, breeding problems and stuff like that. Yeah, cats hit different. Because there are some cats that hate you, and there are some cats that don't hate you. You know? Cats will just love you to that when you care for them. Yeah, I care about my cat a freaking lot, dude. If my cat doesn't, like cry when I die, or if I die, or if, I mean, I don't know, probably my cat will outlive me, I don't know. I'll be sad. My brother gave me his cats. Looked like it was quite a surprise to live a good life with their willing abuela. Aw, my cat's a sweetheart. I'm so happy you guys are cat parents. They're cute. Mm-hmm. They have really strong personalities. Yeah, mine does. She's always grumpy. She's always grumpy, but whenever we go out, she's always waiting for us. Like me and my mommy. And she always has a grumpy face, but when she gets next to you, she just like plops to the ground, like plop. Like she literally like stands up and then she goes that way. And she just like sleeps next to you. Every time I'm taking a nap, she takes a nap next to me. My cat's not super friendly, but he likes to sit with me, and when he does wants to lay on me, it hits so different. Yeah, it's cute. Typical cat behavior. Yeah, but it's silly how she does it, because like you just see her like come to me, right? You see her come to me, she just stares at me, and then like whoop, she goes like sideways and she like lays down. But like she lets herself drop. Like, have you seen that like gif that's like when your cat trusts you a lot and the cat basically just like goes into like the owner's like hands or arms, and then the cat just basically stays there? That's literally my cat with me. She's a really good girl. I haven't had my cat since he was 8 months. Due to a mishap, I had to leave him behind when I moved across the country. He is depressed without me. I'm trying to get him back. Aw, that's so sad. Yo, Melisense, thank you for the super chat. You're making me miss my gatitos. I moved and I couldn't take them. Time to call my parents and talk to my babies on the phone. Aw, I'm sorry to hear that. Is it because your apartment didn't allow like cats or stuff? I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully you can visit them soon. If I ever move, I'll be honest with you, I would fight to bring my cat with me. My cat will probably die without me. I mean, it depends, because she also likes my brother a lot. But I feel like Buck and Nico would be so, so sad without me. So I would, like, fight to bring her with me if I ever move, like, you know, Sina Kuni, right? Yeah. I, like, freaking, like, I smuggle her. I just thought of a funny story. When I went to visit my family in the U.S. for, like, the first time, we went to a pet shop. And it was the first time I saw, like, a dwarf hamster. Like, a Wabrowski, like, hamster. And my mom fell in love with it. My mom was like, oh, my God, I want to bring it back. I want it. And I was just like, Mom, there's no way you can bring it back because it's an animal. Like, there's, like, a shit ton of permissions you kind of have to, like, go through and all that stuff, right? And my mom was like, what if I just put it inside my shirt? And if the people in the airport ask, I can just tell them it's a baby because it has a small heartbeat. And I was just like, Mom, no. I was like, Mom, no. You're going to get us fucking arrested. And, I love how that was, like, her thought process. Like, put it inside her shirt and pretend she was pregnant. And I was just like, Mom, what the fuck? You're gonna get us arrested, you know? It's like, enough with like the freaking like all the food that we're bringing. Like, they're already gonna give a shit because of that stuff. It was silly. Right, yeah, dude. Oh my God, I don't know why she thought that was a good idea. Yeah. Hamsters are cute. I had a bunch of hamsters when I grew up. That's like an animal. Well, no, that sounds so weird. That's like a pet that I really enjoy having. But it's so bad for me because I grow so attached to them. And they live so little. That's like a pet that really like destroys my heart. Like, it makes me so, so happy. But when the time comes, I get like super super like destroyed, because I remember my last hamster, I had two hamsters. I had two Syrian hamsters, but one of them was like black coated and the other one was like a golden Syrian hamster, and they lived about 3 years each, and they passed away last year, and boy was I destroyed. They passed away, one of them passed away on September-ish, and the other one passed on November, because they were both around the same age. And it breaks my heart, because I really, really love hamsters. Like, if I'm a good cat dad, I'm like an insane hamster dad. I have like literally like so much like stuff for them. Like, I know the proper way of taking care of a hamster. I have like a big like bin a bend cage, you know, because they need like a lot of like vertical space so they can run. Like, you know, like the safe wheels for them, like a good balanced diet. Like, I actually know how to tame hamsters pretty well. But it's such a small lifespan they have. And it makes me really sad because, like, if there's like an animal that I wish it they could live like 50 years or like more than like 10 where they live, it will be freaking hamsters, dude. Holy crap. And like it's so silly how like how they're like tiny little babies, but they manage to make such a huge win in your heart. Like hamsters are sick. Like people just look at hamsters and they're just like, oh, silly small rat. No, dude. Like hamsters are like fucking radical. Like they know. I call me crazy, but my hamsters, they had personalities. They each had a personality. And when I was sad, or when I was having a hard time, they knew when I was sad. And they would literally, like try to catch my attention so I could, like, take them out of their cage and just play with them. And they would literally, like just stare at me. And just, like, you know, try to, like, play with me to, like, cheer me up. They're really, really cute. And they're super round, yeah. Hamsters are really smart. Super smart. I had 3 hamsters when I was younger. All 3 passed essentially the same day. Yeah, it's, I don't know, dude. Hamsters are, like, solitary creatures, though. You have to keep them isolated. Like, I had to, like, 2 male hamsters. That was not the best idea. I mean, it's hard to sex them when they're young, right? But they live like kings, dude. They live like kings, and they're super, they were super, super smart. Super, super, super smart. But yeah. Every animal has its own personality. It's the same with rabbits. People often think they don't have much going on, but they do. Dude, rabbits are cute. Rabbits are cute, but that's also another pet that requires a lot of, like, care. Same with guinea pigs. I had really bad experiences with guinea pigs, but I know they are very special, and they're very particular. I'm sure they were glad to be your pet. They better! Holy shit, dude. The amount of money I spent on those little dudes. Like, every money that I could literally, like save. My mom would be like, why are you buying so much stuff for, like, the little hamsters? Like, little hamsters, they don't need much. And I'm just like, mom, you don't know me. And I would actually, like, you know, do a lot of stuff for them. Rabbits chew a lot, don't they? Yeah, they do. But yeah, I don't know. Hamsters are sick, bro. Hamsters and guinea pigs are cute. I also like gerbils? Gerbils? They're cute as fuck, too. Chinchillas are cute. Rats are cute. People say fish are easy to take care of, but making sure they have a comfortable tank situation is, like, so difficult. Yeah, you gotta, like, check like, the pH of their water. You gotta make sure the filters are good. I don't know how Shiri does it. The Quipanians, they're very high demand. Meanwhile, my Hakitos, I just grabbed like a pound of like corn and I get like toss it. And like eat. And they go like woo. And they start eating the freaking corn. But like the freaking like companions, like I'm pretty sure like Shinri has to buy like bleach tablets. They have to like he has to change the filters. He has to like do all that shit. Oh no, man. Shimmy has nearly, I know, right, 100,000 fish. Well, at least I have 100,000 8 fishes, too. No, birds, too. Some of them are weird hybrids. Back to floor, Hakitos. You have to feed us every 5 minutes. Holy shit. Damn, that's a lot. We're dependent. Nah, dude, I have to feed you guys. Or you guys, like, stop. I bet you that if I leave right now, you guys are going to start crying. That's a really big pond, dude. That's like a freaking ocean, dude. Mutant magmite fish Hakitos, yeah. Don't leave. Nah, I don't leave. Ugh. Oh, dude. Yeah, this chair. Ugh. It's so hot over here. And my chair is so sweaty. It's like fox leather. And that shit gets stuck to your ass. I'm wearing shorts. So that's why it's getting stuck. Hold on. Let me wipe my fucking sweat. All right. There you go. Ugh. He hates us. He leaves us. No, I don't. I don't hate you guys. Yeah, that sucks. I want to get like a mesh chair. I feel those are good and better than like gamer chairs. Oh, you got your Hakito Sona last night. Fuck yeah. Put it on Hakito so I can see it. Haka chair reveal 1 million. You're gonna see like my chair, but with like two big like dents for my ass. It's probably how it's gonna go. Cause the amount of like fucking sitting down I do in this bad boy is like unreal. Gimme chairs so ain't worth it. They're not, dude. They're not. Wooden rocking chair, the gaming setup, bro. And the feed hammock. Don't forget about it. The feed hammock. That's what you need. I heard those office chairs work better than gamer chairs. I've seen some, but they are really fucking expensive. They are. Especially the Herman Miller? Herman Miller ones are, like, ridiculous. It is there. Hito can drive for you. Nice. Nice. I think I saw it. But I'll check later. That's really cute. They are expensive as hell. See, I know they're expensive as hell. But my ass, my back is an investment. How am I going to do 3D shit if I have freaking, how am I gonna do shit if I'm shaped like a letter fucking C, you know? Imagine stretching your back and boom, you're now on the floor. Dude, that has happened to me so much. They're worth it for sure. Yeah, they're worth it. But it's like, oh god. I want to take care of some stuff first before I start investing in that shit. Consider it a work expense. Yeah, it is a work expense. Because, like, you know, like there's a lot of shit that I actually have going on right now. That I'm working on. So, I'm really happy. He's shaped like a shrimpy. I am, dude. You know what I would love one day? To, like, lay down on the ground and get like a freaking like roller, and for it to squash me. I want my skeleton to be stretched. Like, Dude, oh fuck, man. I want like my whole skeleton to be cracked. My back, listen, if I do this, hey, listen, you guys didn't hear it, but it cracks a lot. Listen. See, like, aside from incredibly hot and handsome, I'm pretty fucking crunchy too. And I want to go to a chiropractor someday. Have you ever tried a foam roller? What's a foam roller? Why does that sound weird? Like, those homie people turn it. Yeah, I want to be one of those bad boys. I want to be a. And get stretch it up. That'd be good. Can Yago give you money for a Cairo? Nah. I wouldn't bother Yago with a Cairo. That's like my expense. I wouldn't be like, boss, my skeleton hurts. I'll just be like weird. Imagine I like formally sent him like a letter, like, Yago-san, my bones hurty. I demand crack. I demand bone crack. Thank you. Jesus Christ, don't read that. I've seen some of those bad boys. And I like all of them. But except when they freaking crack your neck. when they put like the like they do like this weird like lever thingy and they like make you bite on it. Was it biting or was it like putting your jaw or your chin into it? And then like they fucking like remove like your head out of the fucking socket. Yeah. I seen that. It's so bad. So bad. Like, whenever I see that shit, I think I'm probably gonna die. Like, imagine if I go to like a chiropractor and the fucker just kills me. Imagine, right? I'm just minding my freaking business, and the guy's just like, you know what, you're fucking dead now. Ugh! And I just fucking, like, get destroyed. It sounds lethal. Yeah. With my luck, I think I'll probably get killed by him. Like, pain to see your life flash before your eyes. Dude, if I ever go to a chiropractor, I gotta extreme it. I'm gonna give you, like, the best bone-crunching fucking ASMR you guys ever heard. With, like, Dolby surround audio. So you guys can listen to every centimeter of that fucking room. Like, I can bet you it would be a freaking experience. Like a... Like, dude, holy fuck. Chiropractor ASMR. Maximum immersion, but at what cost, dude? Holy fuck. It would be better if you watch it with a VR headset. Like, you watch it with a VR headset, it's got to be, like, a heat camera. You know, like, a heat camera. Like, you can see, like, the temperature of everything. You can see, like, my body silhouette. And it's, like, when I get, like, cracked, it's like, ah! Oh, God, his right arm! It's infrared! Holy shit. No, even better! What if we stream that with a fucking x-ray? You know? What if we stream that with a fucking x-ray? I just, like, sit down on the freaking chiropractor shit. And you guys see, like, my skeleton slowly getting, like position. X-ray vision, yeah. 360 camera. And I'm holding the camera, like, that guy that looks like the Titan from Attack on Titan. I'm holding it, like, straight from my mouth into, like, a POV. Where you can only see my nostrils and the entirety of my body and the entirety of, like, the room. Exactly. Don't become paralyzed. Oh, my God. Imagine. This should be the 1 million. Yeah. Bet. By the time I reach to 1 million, there has to be technology for free-to-use x-ray. Like I don't have to like actually go to like a doctor and get freaking radiation like sucked into my body like freaking like Superman. I'll do an x-ray stream by 1 million. Alright? We still have a bunch of fucking time. Or maybe we'll never make it. Who knows? Ask Diego for the next generation being a professional chiropractic. I'm gonna ask Diego and be like, hey, ask them for their medical credentials and keep an eye on the chiropractors. We need one. I'll be part of the interview process. That's it. They're gonna find you for the shape of your bones, bro. my sick bones. I'm going to make 900,000 alternate accounts and be right back. Holy shit. Imagine. Oh, God. The fucking... They gotta find me with, like, what's it called? Like, the carbon print of, like, my freaking bones. They're gonna saw off my bones and they'll count, like, the rings inside the bone like a freaking tree. And they'll be like, this is Bonsling Haka. He is approximately 3 rings older than the other bone that we found. Holy shit, that's so morbid. Oh man. Bro, holy shit. Imagine having bones. Hakito 99.99999, thank you for the membership. Dude, if I could get a million new subs and they all were members, that'd be killer. Just saying. It's back his bones! And I just like unzip like my skin like and then like you guys will be like, okay, all right. Dude, have you ever thought how fucking bones work? If you think about it, we are a skeleton riding a flesh mech. We're riding a flesh mecha that is powered by a single mass of like squishy meat that has like the weirdest OS ever. If you fucking think about it, that's like fucking weird. Like, I wonder if there's a way to translate our brain into software. Like, how much storage do we have? What's like the storage unit of your brain? Our brains are the pilots, right? Yeah, it's like fucked up shit. The tendons, bro, the tendons are like the gears that we have. Because the tendons and the muscles are like the levers that we have to pull. Like if you think about it, my brain is telling all my freaking fingers move. My hands are moving because my brain is thinking about it with little to no lag. Bro, we are the kings of like 0 ms fucking latency. Holy fuck. How much RAM do I have? How much RAM do I have, brother? Check this out. Bro, holy fuck, I'm real. I'm made out of fucking skin. I can hear my blood running through my freaking body right now. My thoughts. They're booming. Oh God. My hair follicles, I can feel them all one by one. Oh God. I'm manually breathing now. Dude, oh God. If I ever go to like one of those like what's it called like sensory like they put you in like a little like box where they like blind you, everything's like silent, sensory deprivation tank, sensory deprivation chamber. The first thoughts and content is always riding them all for it. We're driving a fucking flesh mecha. Sensory deprivation. Dude, if I ever go to a sensory deprivation tank, I'm going fucking crazy. I'll never recover from that shit. I will drop straight into freaking insanity. I will like break. I will absolutely fucking break. If I ever want to stop being sane, I will go to one of those. Insane crazy. I'll go to one of those bad boys. That should be your 1 million stream, dude. Yeah, me falling into insanity. I like to think my brain is pretty good at containing my emotions, and I'm a pretty sane person, but I feel that if I ever go into one of those bad boys, I'm fucking breaking. I'm cracking. Why would I do that? Because sometimes you get tired of being normal. Wow, I'm sounding like a freaking cult here. Hakitos, we have to find illumination. Do you ever just want to go ape shit? Do you ever just want to fuck shit up? No? Oh God, I'm going crazy. Dude, oh God, Jesus Christ. Oh man, that's why I hate driving for that reason. when I drive, sometimes I'm like, you know, driving normally, right? But then my brain thinks like, bro, what if this car just fucking blew up out of nowhere? What if this car, what if the gears on your car just slowly disassemble while you're driving? Yeah, I drive. What the fuck? I hate driving. I prefer to be driven around. But I know how to drive out of necessity. Because having a car is no longer a luxury. Having a car is a need now. You need a car. But yeah, exactly. Final destination. That shit fucked me up. Now you overthink everything. Pro. Holy fuck. I remember I had a car accident once. And the car like T-boned us, right? Like me and my mom. And that is, how old was I? I was 11 years old. I think that was the day. I mean, it didn't go bad. Like the car just T-boned us and we were okay. It was just a regular car accident. Like nothing super bad. But like, I think that is the day my mind got unlocked into like anything can kill you. Never let your guard down. No, that was not a near-death experience. It was chilling. We didn't even die. Or we're close to dying. Like, it was just like we were green and boom. The car just hit us like normal. It wasn't like super catastrophic. The car just basically like hit us on the side, right? It was chill. The chillest car accident that I've ever heard of. Experienced. It was lame. It was tame as fuck. I've seen worse. And that's when my brain was just like... That's when my brain was like, holy fuck. I could just die anytime. That is when my brain unlocked consciousness. That we're here just to suffer. Oh, God. That was super chill, though. That was such a lame car accident. Listening to the crack of sanity, though. Yeah, true. This is what no internet does to a motherfucker. What do you mean, chill, bro? No, bro! Listen! That was just lame! Thank you for the super chat, Vita. That was such a fucking, like, bland-ass fucking car accident. Like, the car was fine. It didn't even get totaled. It was just like, oh, my door! My passenger door! Oh, no! Now my freaking Kia Spectra is gonna have a freaking, like, it's gonna have, like, a little, like, dent on the passenger side. Bro, that was fucking lame. No, I don't want to get hurt. I'm just saying that was, like, the stupidest car accident ever. No, I don't want an exciting one. I'm just describing that car accident to not make you guys worried. And I'm just saying it's a lame car accident because it was pretty fucking lame. Oh, and you know what my dad said?
Yeah, don't worry, we just gotta buff it up. The
fucker was gone. Easy. I just did a little bit of rubbing. I mean, clean. I want one where I flip once and land perfectly injury-free. Holy shit. Okay, that's extreme, though. I don't want to flip ever. That sounds horrifying. That sounds horrifying. That sounds fucking awful. That sounds like, ugh. That, okay, that will make me panic. I will never recover from that one. Because, like, dude, holy fuck. That's why I draw the line. No, listen, I like roller coasters. But when they go upside down, that is where I fucking draw the line. That is when I fucking draw the line. That is when I'm just like, fuck no. Absolutely not. That's horrid. That's like, I remember when I went to freaking SeaWorld. And we went to like the Ray. Like in the freaking, like, you know, there's like a splash, splish splash, like freaking roller coaster. That it's not even a roller coaster. You're hanging from the fucking air. That's the worst experience ever. T-boning is fine, but flipping is where you draw the line. Bro, listen, T-boning, the car takes the hit. Flipping, you move. The motion's bad. I hate being upside down. I do like the caterpillar, though. I do like the caterpillar. When the car, bro, the caterpillar just goes like, whee! And it goes sideways. That's the shit. That's a good shit. See? I don't like getting rotated. Exactly. It's horrible. The kiddie coasters, yeah, that's a good shit. See, I feel secure when I have those. Mom, can you pick me up, please? I'm scared, by the way. Good morning, and my cute and crazy OC. Thank you for the super chat, Hubbins. Good morning. Rise and shine. Dude. Roller coasters are scary. I feel like all, like, mechanical games, you kind of have to, you need to have a death wish to go into them. We have one in Sina Kuni called El Talan. I think that's the name, El Talan. Or El Telang, or something like that. And that shit is basically two hammers that they cross each other. Vroom, 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 and they fucking go vroom, vroom, vroom. And holy fuck. My brother went into one of those dudes, and he got out like, this is so sick! And I was just looking at him with my eyes terrified. My collar's gone, pale as a fucking napkin. And my bro was like, this is so exciting! I love it! And I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? El Martillo, yeah, that's another name for it. Like, dude. Also, the freaking swing one that they put you in like a little like chair with like two chains, and you start swinging, like you start getting fucking rotated, and you fly in the air because of the momentum. I rode that once, and I wanted to die. I wanted to like rip off the chains and just fly away so I could die in the impact. Hell no, they're bad. They're horrible. They're so bad. That's not a baby ride when you're like up, like freaking what, 100 meters off the ground. Like the kitty ones, like the spinning teacups, I kind of get scared on those too. But bro, I am never going to like a freaking fair again. The only thing I can take is what? The Wheel of Fortune? The Ferris Wheel. I can go to a Ferris Wheel. I'll be shitting myself, but I'll go to it. I hate the teacups. I hate the teacups. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I absolutely fucking hate the teacups. I went to a teacup once with my brothers. They didn't stop spinning that shit. I was the worst 5 minutes of my whole life. Horrible. Terrifying. I'm serious. That shit scares me. Like, that is where I draw the line. I have a really big pain tolerance, but when it comes to like getting scared, I am really I am a coward at certain things. No, I'm not joking. The teacups legitimately scare me. Bro, it's just like the fact that you are out of control when you're doing shit like that, and whoever fucker is next to you is like, ha, 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 let's keep spinning, woo! And I'm just there holding for dear life, like freaking like, like, bro, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Merry-go-rounds are fine. Merry-go-rounds are fine. See, I'm fine with horror because I know that shit's not real. Right? I'm fine with horror. I'm fine with gore. I'm fine with blood. But you know what scares me the most? Mechanical things that can't fucking kill you. Because I know the power of engineering. I know the power of motion. I know the power of velocity and acceleration. And if there's something I'm scared the most of, it's freaking goddamn science. Like, I'm scared of science and physics. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't give a fuck if a demon appears on me. I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, I don't care if, like, Satan appears in front of me. I'm not scared of the divine or the diabolic or whatever appears in front of me. Give me a malfunctioning mechanical accident. That's where I fucking die. Like, literally. I can see someone split open in front of me. Wouldn't bat an eye. Would offer to help and clean their wounds. But bro, put me in a freaking vibrating car from a fucking 96. A fucking Subaru from like 96. That's like half cut open. Rusty. And with like shit wheels? I am terrified. I'm just so scared of malfunctions, dude. Okay, Five Nights at Freddy's is fucking funny. Because while that can happen, and a severe malfunction of springs can happen, I don't think a bird's gonna haunt it, right? I'm not scared of that shit. Bitch, I can pray like six, like Ave Maria's, and I'm like set, right? But like, if a fucking animatronic gets near me, and that shit has like a exposed like fucking pipe, or a hydraulic freaking like, if it has like a, and it's near me, I'm running the fuck away. Because that shit can blow up in any goddamn second. That is what I'm scared of. That is what I'm scared of. Jesus. What about the Artress? Okay, the Artress is good technology. That I trust. It's like foul proof. There's like no such things as like malfunctioning there. That's a normal human reaction, bro. But I know it is. But when it comes to moi, it gets amplified by 1,000. Dude, I'm so scared of mechanical parts. Oh my god. It all started when, I mean, it didn't start like that, but it just took me one sight to be scared of that for the rest of my life. My, you know how car engines have like a rubber band that it would call it like the time band, la banda de tiempos, and it goes like, my brother put his goddamn index finger there. That shit got ripped off. Like, the superficial skin got ripped off. That's all it took me not to fuck with mechanical pieces. Ever. 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 Ever fucking ever. And you know what I'm also scared of? Electrical malfunctioning. Well, it is silly to get shocked. Because when I went to the arcades, I actually went to, like, there's, like, a monkey game where you would hold, like, two things. You'd be like, and that shit would, like, give you, like, electricity, right? It's right, straight pumping to your veins. Dude, the fear of getting electrocuted is so bad. Why would he do that? Because he was 8. And he wanted, he likes scars. He's okay. He's fine. He's fine. He's fine. Huck, I once tasted bear. Oh, yeah, of course. I used to suck in batteries when I was like a little kid. Explains it, right? Makes sense. Yeah, electricity is no joke, dude. Oh god, me opening about my... I can't believe this set is like, oh yeah, let's clean up files. Let's digest music. Two, I am not scared of Finance of Freddy's. But... the scientist in me tells me different. Do I need help? Yeah. Maybe. Maybe I do. The Forbidden Jolly Ranchers. Do you cutting in the car? It was lame, dude. It was pretty fucking tame. I'll be honest with you. Come on. My brother used to cut, pluck cables when he was a baby. Oh, dude, you know what? You know my cousin did? She liked playing house. And she was like, oh! What? He, like, she had, like, dolls. And she had, like, all that shit, right? And she was like, oh, it's just a home! Oh, my God! Let me open the gate! Because she saw her mommy, like, open the gate, right? So she grabbed the freaking house keys and she put that in a freaking outlet. That's all it took. Funny you mentioned electrical malfunction because I've been with the... that's horrible, dude. I know how that feels. That's why I freaking have a gas generator. People look at me weird because I have a freaking gas generator. But you know what? I might look like a weirdo, but I have electricity, fucker. She plugged a key into a power outlet. Yeah. And that shit just like... bah! She burned, like, the whole, like, line. She's alive. That won't kill you, man. Like, 120 watts will not kill you. It will, like, shock you at least. Yeah. She's fine. Like, come on. That's, like, lame. Lame electricity, you know? Just a little shocking, yeah. Probably, like, woke up some neurons she was, like, lacking. But when you're a child, bro, when you're a child, you can survive anything. Raise your hand if you had a lamp with bad wire. Yeah, the death tangles. But those death tangles felt good. See, I'm an animal too. I like getting shocked. Like, a little bit of like, ooh, like, you know, like, testing the devil. Like, you're like, like, you know, just touching it, like, oh, like, that shit's good. That shit's good. That shit feels good. But real electricity, never. All right, guys. I think I'm probably gonna cut it here. I had so much fun talking to you guys, but I think I'm done traumatizing you for today, at least. I actually have to work on my... I have to set up my song list for tomorrow. I have to pray to all the gods for the internet company to come early morning tomorrow so they can fix my fucking internet, because tomorrow we're going to have an archive karaoke. And yes, I also need to eat. But yeah, I'm going to private this chat room when my internet's back, and we're going to switch it to Monday because I do want to play Devil May Cry. Especially because I'm using Paco Sensei's beautiful art as a thumbnail. But yeah, Tomorrow we're going to have an archive karaoke. It's going to be at 10 p.m. EST. It's going to be lots of fun. It's going to be on the weekend, so you guys can stay up. And let's sing edgy songs. An archive, yes. So be there or die. Thanks for the interesting Satsu. I like talking to you guys. I get riled up whenever I do a Satsu. So I should do more Satsus, honestly. Dude, I'm so stupid. I was just like, all right, let's see who's streaming so we can raid them. If Altair is still streaming, go ahead and go to a stream. So stupid, oh my god. All right, I'll catch you guys later. Thank you so much for coming to my weird-ass Satsu. I love you guys, okay? Haka la vista. Bye-bye.